That's all ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Lum finally hit upon an idea which turned Cedric's great mistake of washing all the labels off the canned goods into a money-making merchandising scheme. The old fellows announced a big grab bag sale in which the customers paid a flat price of 25 cents a can. And if they could guess what was in it, they'd get their money back. Well, immediately, business flourished and the old merchants rejoiced. We'll soon see what happens next. Folks, do you ever have a restless, wakeful night just when you know you have an important day ahead? Now, why don't you try Miles Nervine next time nervous tension and overwrought nerves cause an occasional restless, sleepless night? You see, Miles Nervine is a mild but very effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension. Miles Nervine has been making good in American homes from coast to coast and from border to border for almost three quarters of a century. Yes, for that occasional restless night, try Miles Nervine. All drugstores have it in two forms. The effervescent tablets cost 35 and 75 cents, while liquid Nervine is priced at 25 cents and $1. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy, or your druggist will return your money. Caution, use only as directed. You never will know how much Miles Nervine can do to help you relax until you try it. So get genuine Miles Nervine from your drugstore right away. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner busy in their jot-em-down store. Grandpap is quietly reading the almanac, and a customer is just leaving. Listen.
Yeah, goodbye, Miss Pomeroy. Better luck next time. Doggy, she bought five cans of stuff and never guessed what was in a single one of them.
This is the greatest one, Heidi, we've ever had, Abner.
Oh, it's a humdinger.
Oh, if business keeps up this way, we're going to have to put on some extra help. I can see that right now.
Why, sure. And folks is coming in here that never bought groceries here before in their whole life. Old man Thatcher, for instance. Why, he never set foot in this store. His woman always does the buying. He just might not have considered it a disgrace for a man to step inside of a grocery store.
Well, it's just that idea of trying to get something for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Peculiar thing about folks, always looking for a chance to get something free, no matter how much it costs them.
Yeah, that will take Maud Toops now. She ain't got no use for groceries. She takes all her meals at the boarding house, but she was in here twice on Saturday and once today, buying and guessing. And missing.
I seen that.
Yeah, they all miss.
One thing I've been aiming on talking to you about, though, Abner. I don't think you ought to laugh so loud every time a customer opens up a can and finds out they've guessed wrong.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's how we make our money off of this grab bag sale. They guess right, why, then they get it free and we lose.
Yeah, I know that, but I still think you ought to be more careful. Leastways, don't jump up and down and shout hooray.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, act like you're sorry because they had such bad luck.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to do, special when it's somebody like Miss Seastrong. She always thinks she's a dad-blame smart. Did you hear what she said when she was in here a while ago? She guessed cherries, and then when the can was opened up, well, it turned out to be asparagus. And she hollered out, said, "That's what I meant." Stood right there and tried to make me believe that she guessed asparagus.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean about laughing at them. See, folks don't like to be a loser. Don't make them feel no better to have you stand there laughing and carrying on.
Pickle.
Jumping up and down. So after this, try to keep a straight face and act like you're surprised they missed. That'll make them feel like they'll surely get it right the next time.
Well, they won't, though. I know that, Lum. They just ain't no way in the world of telling what's in them cans as long as the labels is off of them.
Oh, I don't know.
How's that, Grandpap?
I heard what you feller said.
I thought you was reading the almanac there.
Well, I was, but I couldn't help hearing what you're saying. I don't see what's so hard about guessing what's in them cans.
Could you do it?
Why, sure I could.
Oh, prattle. If somebody that knows a grocery business as good as Dick Huddleston can't do it, I know you couldn't.
Where's Dick over here?
Why, everybody's been here. This is the greatest business we've ever did. You know, on Saturday, the store was so crowded at one time, me and Lum had to get up on the counters there.
Well, howdy, Ulysses. How are you today?
Okay, Lum.
Go on, Abner. It was so crowded at what?
Yeah, wait a minute. I want to watch Ulysses guess.
Did you come in to try your luck, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay, Lum.
Well, go ahead. Take your pick. Look around the store and pick out any can on any shelf, and if you can guess what's in it, it don't cost you a cent. Otherwise, it'll cost you a quarter.
Yeah, okay.
Take your time.
Okay.
No hurry.
Yeah, there's a nice-looking can sitting right up there, Ulysses. You might try that one.
Abner, don't tout him on nothing. Let him make his own choice.
I wish somebody'd take that, and I'm just dying to know what's in it.
Well, why don't you buy it yourself, then?
Oh, I'm too smart to fall for a deal like this.
Abner, watch what you're saying. Huh? Have you made up your mind, Ulysses?
Well, believe this one's okay, Lum.
All right, fine. Now all you have to do is guess what's in it.
Okay.
Go ahead and shake it or rattle it or do anything you want to.
Yeah, did you bring a jar or something along with you so you can pour whatever's in the can into that, Ulysses? We got to open it up, you know.
No, never, Abner.
Well, that's all right. We've got some jars here we'll sell you. They'll cost you 10 cents.
Okay.
Well, what do you think's in it?
Yes. Pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Sloshes around quite a lot, too.
Yeah. So, what is it?
Well, sir, I don't know.
Well, you gotta guess something.
Okay. Plums.
Hey, that's wrong.
Hush up, Grandpap.
Well, I can tell you right now, there ain't no plums in that can.
You can't know such a thing.
Plums, is that it, Ulysses?
Well, now, wait. Maybe I better change that, Lum. Grandpap says that's wrong.
Well, don't listen to him. He don't know what he's talking about.
You can change your mind if you want to, Ulysses, but I sure wouldn't put no dependence in what Grandpap says.
Okay. Well, I'll say, sliced peaches. Apricots.
Grandpap, will you hash up and let Ulysses make up his own mind?
Yeah, you better settle on something here, Ulysses. Now, what do you want to call it now?
Plums.
All right, plums. Abner, open it up.
Yes, sir. Right now, yes, sir.
Let's see if we got a lucky winner this time.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you right now you ain't.
Grandpap, you just stick to reading the almanac. We'll run this grab bag sale.
Hurry up, Abner.
Well, I'm hurrying. Let me get a hold of the lid here.
What's in it?
Yeah, I see. Hooray! It ain't plums.
Abner, watch yourself.
Yeah, what is it, Abner?
Yeah, what's in there, Abner?
Why, it's a... like juice of some kind. Looks like grapefruit juice, but it don't smell like it.
Here, let me see it.
Well, wait a minute. Let me taste it first. I can tell.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
No, it ain't grapefruit juice. Good, though. Here, try some, Lum.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever you got there, Ulysses, is awful tasty.
See, that is good.
Oh, that's fine.
Seems familiar, but I just can't place it. Let me try that again.
Here, let me have another little taste there.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. We want Ulysses to know what he's bought. By the way, Ulysses, that'll be 25 cents as long as you missed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and 10 cents for the jar to carry it home in.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Abner. Don't drink so much of it.
I know what it is, but I just can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, let me try it again. No, I can get it.
We had some of that about 6 years ago. What is that stuff called?
Oh, I think I know what you mean, Abner. Sure, it's, it's got a long name, I know.
Yeah, let me try it once more, Lum.
Yeah, sure. Come from the Hawaiian Islands.
Hey, you never left none for me. Look at there, Lum. It's all gone.
I know. Pineapple juice.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what you got, Ulysses. That stuff's hard to get nowadays, too.
Yeah, too bad you never guessed it. Well, maybe you'll have better luck next time, Ulysses. Drop in and see us again.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait. Here's the jar you bought.
Oh, okay.
See you later, Ulysses, old boy.
Okay.
Yeah, so long, Ulysses.
Granny's such a business we're doing. I don't know why we never thought of this years ago. Be rich by now.
Right, doggies, this is fun, too, you know. Sort of like playing a game. And the best part of it is we never lose. Nobody can guess them things.
Jiminy, I could.
Oh, stop bragging on yourself,
Grandpa. Well, I could do it.
I don't know what's the matter with folks around here. Must be blind.
You just mind your own business. Read your almanac and don't get mixed up in something you don't know nothing about.
You know, Abner, I was just thinking, if business keeps up the way it's been going, we're going to run out of canned goods by the end of the week.
Why, sure. What'll we do? Just order another batch of canned goods and tear the labels off of it?
Well, I don't know. I kind of hate to do that. We're going to need some more stuff, though. And this grab bag idea is the best thing we've ever run into.
Oh, it is, yeah.
But, on the other hand, seems like a shame to take perfect good canned goods and tear the labels off of them.
Say, don't they have some damaged stock or something like that there at the wholesale house? Cans that's got dents in them or the labels half off and all that?
Hey, Granny's, that's right.
Yeah, I saw.
They sell that stuff pretty cheap, too.
They do, huh?
Glad to get shut of it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going into the county seat right today. Go to the wholesale house and buy up every single can of damaged stock they've got on the place.
You going today?
Fact is, I'm leaving right now.
Huh?
There's the mail hack over in front of Dick's place. If I hurry, I can catch a ride on that. Throw me my hat there,
Abner. Yeah, sure. You'll be back tonight, won't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Reckon you can handle things here all right?
Yeah, Grandpap can help me. Yeah, good luck, Mom.
Yeah, if I don't call you tonight, I'll see you first thing in the morning. So long.
So long. Did you hear that, Grandpap? Me and Lum's getting into big business now.
Uh-huh.
Nothing small time about us. Did you ever see a better idea than this when we got here?
I don't see it's such a good idea.
Huh?
I just don't see why folks ain't been able to guess what's in them cans.
Well, how can they guess? The labels is off of them. Can't you see that?
Sure. Well, what difference does that make? I know I could guess them without no trouble.
I'd love to see you try it.
Well, all right, I'll do it.
All right, just go ahead, Smarty. Pick out any can in the store and tell me what's in it.
I'll go you one better than that. You pick it out, and I'll tell you what's in the pigeon-toed thing.
All right, sir. That one right there.
String beans.
Huh.
Well, go ahead and open it up. You see them right.
That's just what I'm going to do. Doggy say string beans in here. I'll eat that almanac there, page by page.
Well, I hope you've worked up a good appetite then. Hurry up, get it open.
I'm getting it.
What do you see in there?
Well, just a minute, let me look here. Yeah. Well, I'll be dead blamed. It is string beans.
Why, natural.
Hey, Doggy, how'd you know that, Grandpap?
Simplest thing in the world. Do it every time. Here's the almanac, Abner. Get to chomping. I'm having string beans for my supper. So long, Abner, old boy.
Well, now just how did Grandpap do that? From here, it looks as though he knows something. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, the next time you go in your drugstore to ask for a package of Alka-Seltzer, why not buy two packages instead of one? You'll be on the go more this spring and summer, and there may be times when you'll not find it convenient to get to a drugstore for Alka-Seltzer. Yes, you'll find it wise to buy an extra package so you can have it with you at home or away, because it offers extra fast relief from occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, and the ache all over distress of a cold. Alka-Seltzer is extra effective, too, because it contains a dependable analgesic to relieve pain, plus an effective alkalizer that helps reduce gastric hyperacidity. Alka-Seltzer is extra economical because it's one product that can be so good for so many common ailments. Yes, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and the extra package with you wherever you go.